Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always, tonight here, Mark. But let's start things out with another police story. This one about more cops taking more money from somebody. America's insane. This from the Advocates for Self-Government, their excellent biweekly publication known as the Liberator Online. Robbery with a badge. America's insane drug laws have turned cops into robbers. Last week, Davidson County, North Carolina sheriff's deputies pulled over a car traveling on Interstate 85 southwest of Lexington. The officers said the car was following too closely to another vehicle. While searching the car...
Now, if you had a bunch of drugs in your car, would you drive poorly?
No, I drive very, very, very carefully.
Yeah, so would I. I always wonder how it is that they know to stop these cars. I mean, is it that they're driving poorly? Or is it that they have a tail light out? Or is it that they've gotten snitched on by somebody and they have some information?
Well, let's move on. While searching the car, the officers found $88,000 in cash.
Wow.
The driver and passenger both insisted the money was to buy a house in Atlanta. The officers didn't believe them, so they called in a drug-sniffing dog. According to the Davidson County newspaper, the dispatch, the dog, quote, found a strong odor of narcotics inside the car, but no drugs were found, nor any evidence of wrongdoing. So the two men weren't charged with any crime and were free to leave, but not with their $80,000.
God, are you kidding me?
The sheriffs kept that. Incredibly, thanks to federal and state civil asset forfeiture laws, police can seize property and cash on the mere suspicion that they may be connected with drugs. The lack of proof of a crime is no protection. The sheriff's department, in fact, called in federal investigators, and they're now preparing to argue in federal court that the government should be able to keep the money. If they win, and the government does win in the vast majority of asset forfeiture cases, the local sheriff's office cut will be 75%, that is $66,000, of the confiscated money. Asset forfeiture has been quite lucrative for the Davidson County Sheriff's Office, $1.6 million in 2005 alone.
Wow.
$1.4 million in 2004. Sheriff Grice says, it allows us to buy equipment without using taxpayers' money. No, you're just using other people's money that you've stolen from them.
What a boon. I mean, I'm sure these guys love the idea that they're buying equipment for the police department in Davidson County. And they were just driving through to go buy a house.
I mean, we've pointed out plenty of times on this show that
when I say that they were going through to buy a house, you haven't proven otherwise.
No, they didn't prove anything. They just proved that there was $88,000 in the car. That's all that they need.
And that's what they need to do. They need to prove that these guys were drug dealers.
When it comes to taxation, we've pointed out time and time again that taxation is theft. I mean, when you're taxing people, you're essentially forcing them to pay you money at the threat of some sort of jail time or possibly death if you don't want to go to jail. So it's easy to determine that taxation is theft, but yet there's still sort of this mystique around it, this idea that, oh, well, we all have to pay our fair share. Or we have to pay taxes so we can have services. But in the case of the police pulling you over and taking your cash, there is no more veneer of taxation there. There's no more services provided. This is a good thing. There's none of that. It's just out-and-out robbery.
Right.
It's just men with guns taking your money.
And they're just saying that the dog smelled a strong odor of narcotics?
Right.
What does that mean? I mean, that's...
Maybe there was some drugs in there at one time. Maybe
there wasn't
a joint.
Maybe
Who
there
knows?
Wasn't.
Police, yeah, maybe it was all a fake. Maybe they have a command that makes it look like the dog, where the dog will pretend like he's noticing something. Police departments across the country report similar windfalls. This practice, common for many years, was given a strong boost in August. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit ruled that if a motorist is carrying a large sum of cash, that money is automatically subject to confiscation. Quote, possession of a large sum of cash is strong evidence of a connection to drug activity.
Now, I do not understand. What I don't understand is why people carry large sums of cash.
In this case, to go buy a house in Atlanta.
I understand that, but, like, for instance, here's a better way to go about it. Everybody, if you're going to be driving across country with a large sum of cash, listen closely. Open an account at Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $5.95 a month fee in order to do such a thing. And then you put the money in there. Since it's cash...
$88,000?
You can draw it out, yes.
Yeah.
It's insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC.
Well,
or whatever. Something like that.
Your plan is interesting and everything, and it may
and
actually
when you get
be
there,
safer.
You withdraw it.
Yeah, that may actually be a safer plan than driving across the country with it. However, the other risk of opening a bank account and putting that amount of money in there is that you're going to trigger a cash transaction report.
In all likelihood,
you may also trigger a suspicious activity report as well, because depending on the denominations in the amount of cash. I mean, anybody walking into the bank with a stack of cash. And no matter which way you cut it, whether it's $100 bills or whatever, $88,000 is going to be a stack of cash.
It is.
And there's a possibility that you could put that in the bank. The bank could red flag your account, or the Treasury Department could red flag your account, and by the time you get to your destination, your funds have been frozen. I think it's probably less likely that that's going to happen just because government bureaucrats move slowly. Odds are good. Like, if you put that in there on one day and then a week and a half later you're ready to pick it up in another part of the country, you probably would be okay. But even then, you're still risking confiscation. And why? Because of the drug laws. So it's because of the drug laws that the cops can take your cash from your car, and it's also because of the drug laws that you can't put big amounts of cash into a bank account at one time. And it's also because of the drug laws that you can't put small amounts of cash into a bank account over a structured period of time. That's called structuring, and that's against the law as well.
Hmm.
So, for instance, if you got the $88,000 and you want to avoid the cash transaction reports by putting in under $10,000 at a time, or whatever the CTR limit is today, I don't know. I'm not up on those laws exactly to
it
tell you what they are.
It was 10 at one point, though.
It was 10 at one point, but there's also suspicious activity reports that involve monetary instruments, like money orders. So if you come in with $3,000 in money orders, you're going to have a suspicious activity report filed on you. So really, there's all these crazy rules that nobody knows about. So the innocent person, the person who's been keeping a bunch of cash maybe in savings at their house, because for whatever reason they don't trust the banks with it, or for whatever reason.
They don't have to. It's
you don't
America.
Need a reason to keep cash around. If they decide that they want to go with this plan that you have, Mark, of depositing the cash in the bank, they don't. They're law-abiding people. They don't think that they need to go and research money laundering laws beforehand. And so they go in and they deposit a bunch of cash, and then they find out that they've triggered some flags and that their account's now being investigated. And while we're investigating your account, it's frozen, my friend.
I'd just be petrified that by carrying $88,000 that somebody would happen upon me and rob me. And then I'm out $88,000. At the very least, with the federal government freezing your money, in all likelihood, we haven't read any stories, in all likelihood, they will not take your money. They'll just ask you a bunch of questions. Now, if they made their money by selling weed and it was all cash transactions or something, they're going to have to come up with a good lie. But, it seems to me like a safer bet.
I don't know. What do you think? 800-259-9231. If you've got $100,000 to transport from one side of the country to another, what's the best way to do it? What's the safest way to do it to avoid governmental interference? And why is it's just so sad that all of this has come about because of the war on drugs. All of these people being targeted. Now, we don't know. Maybe these guys really were going to Atlanta to buy a bunch of drugs. We don't know what they were going to do. And who cares anyway? Really, whose business is it if somebody is traveling with $100,000 in their car and for what reason they're traveling? Whose business is it besides them?
I don't particularly like the illegal drug trade as it exists today. It's because it's populated with a bunch of criminals. It wouldn't be populated with a bunch of criminals if we had a legal drug trade. If you could, a company could just sell marijuana to people or whatever it is that they're selling, there wouldn't be all the crime involved in it. Violent crime in the United States would drop by 75%. Just a prediction.
No doubt about it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And on the way, we finally got some hate. It's not really a hate email. It's a hate blog post about Free Talk Live. That's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 9th, 2006. Gold opened at $577.90 and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $609.65. Again, that's $609.65 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the Monday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh and new to announce about the show. It's free like everything else on the site at updates.freetalklive.com, or just sign up via the entry box right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And the hate blog post that I've got has to do with that particular live read, that particular advertisement for the Free State Project. We're going to get into that, but first to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Ray in Illinois. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ray. Ray in Illinois going once. Ray in Illinois going twice.
Are you there?
Hi,
there
Ray.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I was getting through or not. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I heard you guys talking about carrying money in your car, cash, and going to the bank. Well, I wanted to give a little information to the folks who may be listening. My mom had a cashier's check from her bank from out of state, and she was advised by the bank that she got it from. It was just like cash, a cashier's check.
Yeah, sure.
So she went to a bank in Chicago to deposit it into a bank account, open up a bank account, and she had a driver's license, Social Security, and her ARP card and her Medicare card and every kind and birth certificate and everything. And
you know they're dangerous when they whip out their ARP card.
Yes, you got it. And they refused to take her money and open up her bank account.
Why?
They said that she needed a state of Illinois driver's license with her picture on it.
Strange. Did she try another bank?
Oh, yeah. She went to another bank and they told her the same thing.
Huh.
And
Is
then
that
also
an Illinois thing?
Pardon?
Is that an Illinois thing? Because I that doesn't make any sense to me, not to say that
it
didn't
sure
happen.
Sounds like it could be a state thing.
Well, I don't know if that's the state of Illinois, but she told the individual at the bank said that with the new Patriot Act, that local address and zip code and local ID was required in order to open up a bank account.
Hmm.
About 3 weeks later, she got a phone call with an apology and told her to come in and open up the bank account, which she had already done at another bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some investigation on the Internet, and I found out not only is that a federal law under the new Patriot Act, but also anyone who has any kind of valuables in lockboxes, diamonds or gold or silver, anything, that the federal government can put a lien on all your coin and money in your lockboxes and take it from you.
Wow. That's pretty stunning.
Yeah. I've been also sending you guys some emails, GCN, Free Talk Live, and some other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Some information that I think the listeners need to know about in reference to our wonderful delete and subversion of our Constitution.
So but, what do you think, Ray, as far as the best way to get money across the country then? I mean, should you open an account in the place where you're currently living and then, you know, at a national bank like a Bank of America or something, and then just go up there and have it waiting for you? Is that what you think the best way might be?
Well, that would be my recommendation. They have, you know, like anytime you go to a place of business, corporations or even private individuals, but most people don't know about it, you can do an electronic transfer. You can have a bank account in one bank if you're going to move out of state and open up a bank account in another state and just have it electronically transferred.
There's usually like a $40 fee on that, but even then, that's still better than losing $88,000 to the cops. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I'm not sure that electronic transfer fee applies when it's bank-to-bank. I'm not sure if
Yeah. It does.
Okay, because it seems like I've had funds transferred from banks, and I don't recall paying a $40.
Banks of different names? If it's the same bank, if it's a Bank of America to another Bank of America,
right. You'd
be fine. But if it's Bank of America to a different bank, they're gonna jack you.
I recall having transferred from bank to bank, but you know it might have been on
maybe
something
not
specific.
Paying attention or something.
I don't believe that $40 would not have escaped my attention, but it may have been something specific. I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. You can have them cut you a check and then take that check into another bank, and there's no fee there. But actually, transfer all of your money out of one account to another. If, as I understand it, they're going to take something off the top.
Okay.
And if you're a teller or something like that and you know better, be sure to let us know at 800-259-9231. All right. Hate blog posts. Now, it's rare that...
Wait.
It's rare. It's so rare. Considering the level of uncomfortability that some people have with the message that we have that we portray on Free Talk Live, that is liberty and freedom, uncompromising, principled liberty and freedom for the most part.
Yeah, I can't believe we don't get more hate mail. And I feel really bad I've never gotten a death threat.
Oh, well, maybe somebody will fulfill that wish for you soon, Mark.
Great.
So it surprises me that we don't get a lot of hate mail on the show. And when we do get it in, we'll usually read it on the air. So really, it's not often that we do this. So I actually, the only reason I even came across this was because I'd added something to my little Google homepage. You can add blogs up into this thing. It's really cool. And so I added this Technorati search for Free Talk Live. Now, I've explained Technorati before. It's a website that sort of catalogs all of the blogs on the Internet, or at least a billion of them or something. I mean, if you've got a blog on the Internet, chances are you're being watched by Technorati. So what you can do with this website is you type in search terms, and you can search all of the blogs for specific search terms. So I have a search going on at all times for Free Talk Live, in quotes. So anybody that talks about Free Talk Live on their blog, I'm going to know about it. That's how I found the hate post. So this guy didn't even know that Free Talk Live was going to be reading this. Anyway, the blog is The Anorexic Pillow. And he says, he or she, I'm not really even sure.
That's the name of the blog itself, not the entry for us.
Correct.
Okay.
And the entry for us is amidst another, just a larger entry. Anyway, on Free Talk Live the other day, someone emailed Ian about being a liar, which I don't fully agree with, but I do think he could improve on the show and the way that he delivers it. She said that he sounded like a used car salesman saying everything's absolutely free on their website, yet if you sign up for the AMP program, you get special perks. And, I've said it before, the man seriously sounds like he's dishing out propaganda. If you just listen, he's so effing excited that his site is free, he can barely stand himself and points out about other radio shows that charge for their pettily little shows. I don't think I've ever used those terms.
Pettily?
He writes pettily.
Okay.
Now, I describe Rush as pettily? I mean, he's on 600 radio stations, I don't think that he qualifies as piddly.
Now, why would we? Why wouldn't we be excited about our show? And why wouldn't you be excited about your website that you work so hard on? I mean, and if we weren't, why would anyone listen?
Great questions. He says, "Now, isn't that a little condescending, Ian? Like, come on." And second of all, who the F are you talking about? I've been listening to internet radio and podcasts for 4 to 5 years now, and am yet to come across one that I had to pay for. Maybe it's because I don't listen to a lot of political podcasts, but I still am yet to see one that charges. I guess he doesn't understand that we're a radio show.
Yeah, that's not really... I mean, you know, I think that we generally say that radio shows websites,
right,
not podcasts. I mean, I say talk shows.
When I talk about that, I say so. Talk shows. But we're primarily a radio show, and then we also podcast the radio show after we're done doing the radio show. Right now, we're doing a live radio show.
Right, on 20 stations or something.
We're going to come back with more, because he's got more, including a critique about the Free State Project. This is your show. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. More hate blog posts coming up.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. And thank goodness that we have two internet connections at the studio. We have a DSL and a cable connection for redundancies.
Well, you are the redundant kind of guy.
Well, if it wasn't for our redundancy, we would not have a live stream tonight. In fact, we wouldn't have had one on Saturday because the DSL company canceled or put a hold on my subscription for some retarded reason that I tried to iron out today, and now apparently it's going to take them an entire week to turn it back on. So there you go. If you want redundancy, get yourself a nice dual WAN router and two internet connections. So, all right, 800-259-9231. We're reading a hate blog post, or we could say a very steamed critique blog post.
Well, and if it's not steamy, it's no good for your blog, so don't put it on there.
Well, this one actually wasn't directed toward us. I just happened to find it. I just stumbled across it via a search on the internet and found this guy's angry post about Free Talk Live. So just to sort of jump back to the last point he made, he doesn't understand why we're so excited or why I'm so excited about having a website that is free to the persons, to all of the listeners to go and look at and interact with, why that's so special when he says he's been listening to podcasts and internet radio for 4 to 5 years and he's never found a paying, a charging website. Well, that's because we are not talking about internet radio and podcast websites.
Well, I think it's a legitimate critique in that we probably should be more specific. If we say talk shows, there are podcast talk shows and there are radio talk shows, and we need to say radio talk shows.
I suppose that's a valid critique. I just feel like radio talk shows. We are a radio talk show, so when we're critiquing the other guys, we're talking about the other radio talk shows out there. So we'll just have to insert the word radio there. Nonetheless, he goes on. He says, now, isn't that a little condescending? Maybe it's because I don't listen to a lot of political podcasts, but I'm yet to see one that charges. And the other thing that ticks me off about the show is the way he talks so highly of the Free State and acts if you don't join the Free State Project, you're just another one of the sheep and aren't making a difference. Quote, and the Free State Project is your only chance for freedom and a less intrusive government. That's from our Free State Project.
I think I'm actually probably more guilty of doing the if you aren't signed up for the Free State Project, you're not doing anything.
Well, now wait a minute. It's right here in the copy. It does say it is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller.
Your only choice, but if you but it doesn't say that if you don't make the choice that you're just one of the sheep. Whereas I think I've made those assertions more often than you have.
I don't think, I don't think I've ever called anybody a sheep for not joining the Free State Project.
I haven't either.
I think I've just suggested that you're going to be treading water. I mean, you're going to be having virtually no effect, which is what's been going on for the last 30 years. I mean, we don't just come on the air and make these claims without being able to back them up. I mean, look at it. Look at the history of libertarian activism in the last 3 decades in America. What do you got to show for yourselves, libertarians?
Not exactly stellar.
How many elected office holders, not including the dog catcher, not including the Soil and Water Commission. There's a few guys that have gotten elected to Soil and Water Commission.
And God bless
them. And there's been a handful of guys that have been elected to City Commission. But, I mean, that's great and everything. But really, what else do you have? Not much.
Not much.
There's some great books that have been written. But how many people read books these days?
I think that it's good to write books.
And we've tried to point out several times on the air that there's some positive trends for liberty in America, especially in the media, like John Stossel being on 2020, doing very pro-liberty television reporting, like Penn & Teller's BS, a cable program on the Showtime Network, also a very liberty-oriented television show, Free Talk Live on the radio, and other...
South Park's sort of libertarian.
So there's some positive things going on. Maybe there is a chance for the country to shift towards liberty. But I don't think it's going to happen without having an example to look towards. And I think that's what the Free State is going to be. I think that there is still a chance for the rest of America. I'm not too optimistic about it, but I do still think there's a chance. And I think that chance is for the Free State Project to succeed,
right,
if not secede, but for the Free State Project to succeed and be an example, be that shining beacon of liberty for the rest of the country and the rest of the world to look to say, Yeah, you know what? Those libertarians were right. That whole free market idea, that's working. Maybe we should try it here in California, South Carolina, Texas, Florida, wherever else.
I mean, we back it up on a regular basis. Libertarianism's been tried since 1971 when the Libertarian Party came about, and people have been trying different sorts of activism, and have they even put the slightest brakes on the growth of government? I'd say no.
No, the numbers, the budget numbers are going up and up and up. The deficit's going up and up. I mean, government's getting bigger. You were just talking about it Saturday night. There's more government employees now than at any time in the past?
Right, absolutely. More now than ever.
So it is getting worse, and that's why we're convinced.
So if you continue to do the same thing over and over again, and expect a different result, that's the
insanity.
Definition of insanity. I don't know if it's the exact definition, but people say it is. And so something new has to be tried, because the old stuff didn't work. And I see the only new thing out there as the Free State Project.
You know,
it's the only thing that makes any sense to me.
I think a problem with the blogger here is that he's probably somewhat new to the ideas of freedom and liberty, and he's probably somewhat new to the libertarian movement. I'm just presuming. You know, I haven't read all his blog posts or anything, so I don't know. But it seems that way, because I am not new to it. I've got a little bit of experience at it. I certainly don't have 3 decades of experience, but I've got enough experience to know that my efforts down in Florida, where we've come from, were pretty much for naught. I mean, it was fun and everything to do the outreach.
Good practice.
To get out there at the gun shows and the gay and lesbian pride fests and the county fairs, and to get out in front of people and do libertarian outreach to them and share the message of freedom and liberty with those people and see people have a positive response. That's fun. It's exciting. It makes you think that there's a chance. for this liberty thing to work in America again. But when you gather a bunch of names of people who are interested maybe in having the Libertarian Party contact them or give them further information, and you pass them on to the Libertarian Party, and somebody drops the ball, or maybe they don't drop the ball, or maybe they send out a bunch of invitations to a party or something like that, to a shindig, a social get-together, a cookout, for instance, which they did down in Florida once, and have absolutely nobody new show up out of over 100 or 200 names. I mean, when you continue to have no results from doing things that make you feel good, that make you feel like something could happen here, you start to realize that maybe you should do something different. And we've come to the conclusion, me over years of activism, you over, well, years of watching me be an activist.
Well, absolutely.
You've tagged along a few times.
I have. And, you know, I'm not that active. But I moved for the Free State Project. It seems to me that that's more than most.
Well, that's tremendously active. Compared to where you were 3 years ago, you're way more active now. Now you've come to the IRS protests. You've moved across the country. Anyway, this isn't about you. It's about the future of liberty in America. And so I've given up on the rest of America. When I found the Free State Project, it clicked with me immediately. And I said, you know, this is it. And so I got behind it. We started promoting it. More people have joined up. We're not the only ones that are convinced this is the answer. And we've gone on the air plenty of times and asked. Maybe we're wrong. We're open to the idea. Maybe this isn't the only choice for liberty in your lifetime. But if it's not, would you do us the favor and share with us what you believe the answer is? Would you share with us what you believe we should be doing? Because I've heard nothing else. There really hasn't been anything tangible beyond the same old plan of, well, we'll just elect libertarians here locally. Oh, that doesn't work. It's not working.
Yeah, it's not working.
I'd love to see
it. Would be great, but
you know,
it's not working.
We had former libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik on the show this weekend. I'd love to see him have a runaway victory in Texas. Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Is it probable? I don't think so.
Here in New Hampshire, we've already elected libertarians to the House, the House of Representatives.
There's Free Staters in the House.
Yeah, and there's ones running now. Pretty soon, they're going to be a voting bloc.
Right,
what have you got to show in your state?
There's still more hate blog posts coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Buy some Free Talk Live stuff at the Free Talk Live store. We've got T-shirts and hats and other Free Talk Live branded merchandise there at store.freetalklive.com. If you want to get your stuff by Christmas time, now would be a good time to order. So, because we're brand, this whole store thing is brand new, we're still sort of putting it together. We don't even have the products yet. So that's on the way, though. Those of you who've pre-ordered, your products are being ordered and produced as we speak. So be patient. You will get them. store.freetalklive.com. So we're reading a hate blog post, Mark. And this is, again, something I just stumbled across. It wasn't sent to us.
I don't know if it's hate. It's more confused. I mean, I don't think he sounds vitriolic.
He's angry. Okay. Oh, he is angry. Okay. I'm cutting out all of his cursing from this post. All right, he goes on. He says, and just last night a guy called in all excited about his activism in Chicago or someplace, and Ian's all being a jerk. He didn't write a jerk.
I don't recall that.
Saying that the free state is better and should be the place that everyone comes to do protests and S and erg. That just ticks me off. Well, you know, about the free, he had an earlier critique about the free state as well. I think that if he is a libertarian, there are a lot of libertarians that don't like the free state project. I don't know if you've come across any of them, Mark, but there are a number of them that don't like it because they feel like it's, you guys are giving up. You guys are bailing out on us here in our state. And you know what? I understand where they're coming from. That's got to suck to be in a state where, with every other state in the union, pretty much, the libertarian movement is minimal at best. In a state where there's already a dearth of activists around, you can't find anybody to volunteer at a booth. If you're trying to put together some sort of a volunteer Operation Political Homeless booth or something like that, you're lucky to get people to turn up. You're lucky to get people who say they're going to show up.
I can't imagine doing any kind of activism here in New Hampshire and not being able to get activists that would show up.
Oh, yeah, people are showing up all over the place here. This is not a problem here, but everywhere else, it's always been a problem. And so I can see how somebody who feels like they're stuck where they are, they got family, and whatever their excuses are, I can see how they'd be angry about the fact that, and it's a fact, that the Free State Project is essentially siphoning off all of the best, most motivated activists from around the country. Think about it. I mean, really, who was a more motivated activist in the Sarasota region than me for a while? There might be one of them now, one of our old friends, Menno. he might be more motivated than I, but I discovered Menno through my activism. And Menno is also a member of the Free State Project, planning on coming here next year.
Yeah.
So who else?
I can't think of anybody. I'm trying to think, and I can't think of anybody.
So, really, my theory stands. The Free State Project is siphoning the cream of the crop, the best of the best libertarian activists, the ones that see the vision, and taking them all to New Hampshire. So that's really got to piss some people off in those other states. You know what? Our movement, we were just getting started. We were going to win this year, but it's because of you Free State Project members that we're not going to win anymore. That we're not going to have a chance. Well, you never had a chance.
I'm
in
sorry.
The first place.
If they had a chance, they should have done it in the first 35 years. But, you know, we were involved in a campaign in Sarasota where a guy was running for a House seat.
Yeah.
For the state House. And there was nobody running on the Republican side.
And this is a Republican-dominated area.
Right. The Republican.
No, it was nobody on the Democrat side.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. There was no one running on the Democrat side, and he lost I think he got 35% of the vote.
33%. I think he got 27% of the vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
In a two-way race.
In a two-way race.
Which is pretty good and everything.
I mean, it's not pretty good.
But how many people were voting for him because he was a libertarian and wanted to have libertarian ideas in place versus people voting because there was no Democrat on the ballot and they didn't want to vote for the Republican? How many of his 27% with the latter group?
I don't know the answer to that.
Going on, he says, the last thing that I dislike/hate, see, this is a hate blog post,
okay,
about Free Talk Live is how they rush the callers so much. Some days they have full phone lines, others one or two calls a night. But come on, they rush them so much. Hello, Ian and Mark, how are you guys? What did you want to talk about, Dave? And the other thing is that's rushing the caller?
God.
You don't understand radio, sir.
Right.
And I'm going to give you you're going to have a crash course here in how to do a radio talk show. Now, there's a right way, and then there's the ways that don't work. And a way that doesn't work is to pick up a phone line. In fact, let's try a way that doesn't work to do a radio talk show. Free Talk Live, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Will in Massachusetts.
Hey, Will.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, see how bad this is? It's so bad already. This is terrible. This is not compelling. This is not interesting talk radio. So that's why, right out of the box, we go into what's on your mind, Will?
Well, I know one of the things you guys like to ask on occasion is what's your favorite government program?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
I personally don't have one, but I think one that a lot of liberals would say, excuse me, is state parks. State parks. Yeah.
What did you have to say to that? What would your response be on that one?
Oh well, I get what I was going to bring up. My wife and I do a decent amount of camping. We've been to several parks in both. In the Northeast, both public and private, and I just wanted to give you some findings from, based on the different kinds.
What are some differences between the two?
All of the private ones that we've been to have had showers, and only one of the public ones we've been to had showers.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, also, almost all of the private ones have dispensers in the bathroom, and none of the public ones had soap.
What's in the bathroom?
Soap dispensers.
Soap dispensers. Okay.
I'm sorry?
You said soap dispensers. It's just a little bit of trouble with your line. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And also, in general, the bathrooms are a lot cleaner and nicer in the private ones.
Wait a minute. You mean the private entities have an incentive, a profit motive, to actually keep things clean because they want people to come back to their park?
Apparently they do, yeah.
Now, what are the...
those crazy capitalists.
What are the price differences in these parks? Any... And
yeah,
I mean,
private capitalists are probably charging $50 a night.
The idea would be is that in the state parks or the government parks, as it were, first they're funded by taxpayer money and they're funded by fees
so they
for people using them. So they should be theoretically cheaper. But I know the government and I know they're really inefficient. So I have a feeling that there's a lot of money being wasted all over the place. So go ahead and tell me.
Yeah. So. They're fairly comparable. In some of the places we've been, the private ones are slightly more expensive, but they're definitely well worth it. Although,
yeah, because you got clean showers and soap.
So now tell me about the slightly more expensive. What would you say as far as a percentage? Is it, you know, 125% of the other rate? I mean, you know,
forget percentages. Give us dollar values. Like is it like $3 a night for the government park and $5 a night for the?
Oh, I don't think so.
What are they charging?
No, it's like maybe 25 versus 20.
That's nothing. That's
right, 125%.
Yeah. What are some of the other perks? Don't some private parks?
And that's for showers and soap.
What are some of the other perks? Do some have pools or anything like that?
In fact, this most recent trip we were on, there was a private site that was actually about ten or so dollars less than a public one.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually filled up, though, so we weren't able to stay there. But anyway, yeah, you're saying some of the other perks. In general, the sites themselves have more space, like the individual camp sites have more space and they're more spread out, so you have more privacy than in the public ones.
Very cool.
One interesting story is there was this one park we went to, which for some reason I guess we had the assumption that it was a private one. And so we went there, you know, with the idea that we were going to stay, and we wanted to look around. So we always like to look around the park first before we commit to staying there. And looking around, I was really surprised that, you know, it was a private one. Because the sites were just packed in, jam-packed in together, and it was only later we found out there was actually a county park. So that made a lot more sense when I found that out.
Right on, man. Well, thank you for the comparison. Very interesting. We appreciate hearing from you.
I've been to both private and state parks, and I've noticed the same thing about the campsites really being packed in there and the state ones. I mean, really packed in there.
Hmm.
You get to generally choose which sites you want, or you could just switch, and the bureaucrats never know. But and they're almost never full. But you would be right there next to somebody else's, you know, SUV or whatever, just camping, and you don't have any kind of privacy.
That's no fun.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You're not enjoying nature if you're right next to everybody else.
Right.
Then it's like you're at one of those outdoor concert events or something, just without the music.
It's a lot like
and
that.
The nakedness.
Right.
And the drugs.
Thank God.
Unless you brought your own drugs. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. Hour number two is on the way. Still more of the hate blog post, since we brought Will on to give an example of how not to start a phone call. Well, we'll get into some more of this guy's critique coming up here. You can take control of the airway.
Did you notice Will was on almost the entire segment?
1-800-259-9231, that's, of course, another one of his issues. We're going to get to that. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.